Blog Talk Radio.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. Ooh, I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take shit.
Illegal alien, people. The illegal alien.
there we go. Let me turn this down. I got a little music. Let me see. What the hell is this? Oh. All right, what? Oh, yeah, that'll work.
What the fuck are you listening to, man?
Styles P, Alone in the Streets.
Oh.
There
okay.
You go. Background music. Fuck it. Hey, but yeah, I was trying to figure out real quick before we get all into the taxes and all that kind of shit. You got your, how you selling the album?
Well, I gotta get it all ready. First, I'm going to sell it, like, on the streets or maybe, you know, online. You know,
I'm saying. So, but you don't have it uploaded yet, though.
No. It come out Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, if you had it come out Saturday, then it should be on iTunes or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, I mean, all right,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna... All right, well, y'all make sure y'all catch that on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, and all that. What's the name of the album again?
CD Baby. Don't forget CD Baby.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I need to go sign up for them anyway. And what's the name of the album?
Illegal Alien.
Illegal Alien. How many tracks on the album?
14, I think.
14 tracks. That's right. All right, here we go. 14 tracks, you know what I'm saying? Well, ain't no here we go. Ain't like I'm going to start playing the music and shit.
Shout out to
Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Representing up in the chat
Computer
room.
Computer Lady.
Yeah, checking
now.
In. Live right here, Starship Smelling Fries. Shout out to my co-host with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel. I know she's somewhere up there. I'm a little behind the hours, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We always on time right here. And TLCRadio.com is up and running. We are back.
Is it?
We are the fuck back. Shout out to goddamn Side Night, the fucking International Smokers Representative, who put everything back into business. You know what I'm saying? And it's due to me scouring the fucking internet, man. I refuse to pay for hosting. I refuse to pay GoDaddy. I refuse to pay anybody because I'm paying for the internet connection. So, in that frame of mind and that thinking, the new TLC radio is ran off a host-free server. So, you know what I'm saying? We up and running, period, for the free. Well, at least for the hosting. So,
I can
go
there and it's ready.
And it's ready.
Oh, yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Just,
there it is.
It is. We are.
There
fucking
it is.
We are. It's getting in. So, I'm going back. That's the old version now. Don't get used to that because all that's going to change.
Who's going to change it? Sign that or you?
Me. It's two different. See, I guess you want to call it the content editor. Cyanide is the operator. He operates the site, makes sure everything is running and all that good shit. I don't even know nothing about that shit. I'm learning, but I don't know nothing about that shit. But as far as the editing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm doing all the internal editing. And that's what, you know, so I'll have some shit, new shit coming up soon. But I ain't on my, like I say, I can't even broadcast yet because I don't have my damn computer back yet. So I'm still on my old beta computer and shit, but it's all good. Old Betsy doing her thing. I can log into the show, so it's coming, though. It is back up and running, so everybody get ready. You know what I'm saying? All the links still work, so if you go down the links, all the links to your page and everybody else's page still work. All the links are correct. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can still go out and check the link pages out. It's TLC Radio. But you got to put in a new little prefix at the end. It's .x1010.mx. I'm going to probably go through, Tiny Chat URL to try to switch up to get a shorter URL, more cleaner URL. But right now, that gets you directly there. So it don't even matter. It's going to be TLC Radio anyway. So we is officially up and running, back up in the mix. Live broadcasting coming soon. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, check us out live. And,
check your local listeners.
Check your motherfucking local listeners. Rhinox Networks will be up.
No, we ain't even part of the Rhinox Network no more. They fired me.
What?
Yeah, because I went to jail.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
So we back like we're on the juice.
Oh, fuck it. Trial out of commission always in the beginning anyway. So, fuck it. You know. We shout out to Ivy the Wise one with Fitz. Is that my phone fucking up right now?
I think so, man.
Does that sound real shitty?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Hold on, man. Let me know. Okay. Yeah, that's me sounding shitty like that. Hold on, let me mute myself.
Oh, yeah. It's him, because obviously it ain't me, people. But you're tuning into the Starship Smelly Prize right here on the wonderful network blogtalkradio.com. I am not the host. I am just filling in because the host is fixing his phone. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady and all those other wonderful listeners out there. This is good old Captain Smell So Good show. It's Tuesday time to talk taxes. And we all know that we live in some fucking areas where they tax you up the yin-yang. I'm one of them. I get taxed on my house. I get taxed on my my bank. If I go over a certain amount of money, they tax me on that. I get taxed on my the stock market, all my stocks I have. I get fucking taxed on that. Car taxes. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine taxes, I get nailed with. So probably with, say, a year, I make about, let's say, $100,000 a year. Say I make that, okay? $75,000 of that is going to taxes. And I'm dead fucking serious. Am I still live, Miss Computer Lady? Can you press 1? Oh. Are we getting beamed up here? Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Welcome back. Great to hear your voice. How's my love doing?
Oh, I'm doing spectacular. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, trying to keep warm with this unusual pre-fall weather.
Oh, my.
But again, welcome back. And hey there, Smelly, when you get back on there.
Hey, man. Uh-oh. They got him into radiation, people. The Starship Smelly, Captain Smell, so is the, let me just say this. The Starship Smelly Prize is Captain Smells So Good. We'll be back in just a moment, but for right now, we're going to talk about taxes. Miss Computer Lady, you want to throw your insights on some taxes?
Nothing too much. For those who file extensions, make sure you keep up with the date because it ends next month. So anybody who files extensions, make sure you get that in. And as mentioned before, Trilateral Radio is back. Make sure you tune in. The interview I know I had with my cousin, Miss Regina Page, if anybody needs info on that, they can go to blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady to check out that archive. And that's it.
God damn, I had to go through the fucking back door on this motherfucker.
We're glad to hear your voice again, Smelly.
This ragged ass shit. Now my phone hangs up.
Oh wow.
Oh my god.
Motherfucking piece of trash. Alright, y'all hold on, man. Let me call the fucking show in now. Damn, this shit ragged as hell.
Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for all this wonderfulness that you put us through. That's all I gotta say.
With a little around 14 minutes left. So, Goofy, how things been going, Dave?
I've been very busy working on my album, Miss Computer Lady. It comes out on Sunday. I mean, Saturday.
Yes, I know. I'm like, ooh, can't wait.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here we go.
Shit.
I had to call in through my phone and hang up the phone and call through the phone, call the beeper, goddammit, to just get into the motherfucking phone again. All right, anyway, people. Here we go. What's up, Miss Computer Lady? What's happening?
Hey there, Smelly. I was mentioning before trying to stay warm in unusually cool weather. That's Ohio for you.
What, y'all cold already again?
Yeah, again. I'm like, it ain't fall yet, but shoot.
Man, well, they say we're supposed to get some cold mornings here, about 60 degrees. You know what I'm saying? Oh! Oh, sorry. Niggas gonna be having jeans and sweatshirts on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
60
degrees. God damn, it's cold. Shit, it's 60 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold, I'm telling you. It's starting to warm up already, finally.
Well, my point of this show today, because I was watching John Stewart, right? John Stewart talking about, you know, how he getting all these political figures that's been coming up in the game and covering the latest silly motherfuckers they call themselves running for president, you know, up in 2012. I'm voting for Obama again. I don't give a damn who like it. Sucking an egg, goddamn.
Fuck
I'm voting
Obama,
for Obama
man.
Again.
Obama is
fuck
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I'm voting
but
for
Obama is a fucking puppet.
The only way I won't vote for Obama if your boy win. What's the old dude? The guy they never want to get in. They always keep hating on him and shit.
Who, Ron Paul?
Ron Paul. He the only motherfucking one who I will ever vote for in history again against Obama is Ron fucking Paul. Everybody else who done came up is the reason for this fucking show. Everybody's talking about motherfucking taxes. Let's raise the taxes, put some more taxes. Well, now let's try to get the rich to pay some taxes. And then they just talking about it's 51% of Americans don't pay taxes, period, through tax write-off schemes and all this shit that they done blew up, you know what I'm saying, to basically say we don't pay taxes. Now, I brung that all the way back to people's attention that in 2009, in which blew my motherfucking mind, everybody who ran for Obama's cabinet didn't make his cabinet because nobody paid no taxes. None of them. Matter of fact, hold on. I got the article right here because I was reading the whole article.
But I'm going to be honest with you, with Obama. I mean, he ain't done shit. I'm sorry. He has not done a damn thing. It was just 4 years of wastefulness. For real.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry to say that. That's why I threw Obama in one of my raps. It was like the world is so demented, it'll never change. Obama's in the White House, but the shit is all the same. Spending millions of dollars on some stupid wars, and then they're crying about who's going to feed the poor. You know what I mean? Watching the future
man,
burn like the
only
economy going down. That's why I still sell dope. You know what I mean?
All the reason
nothing's
Obama
changed.
Made it, Obama was not even part of the plan. Obama was just the backup plan. Because he was going to put Hillary in there. Hillary had the popular vote. She was going to be the motherfucking next president. They wasn't going to add that shit. So the most racist motherfuckers in the world did what? The most unbelievable thing they could think of. And put a black man in there. He was qualified. He was qualified, but he was qualified enough to put in front of the American people to make he look like he know, at least he know what the fuck he talking about. The rest of these
motherfuckers, Bush
and everybody
though.
Else don't even know, that's what I'm saying, but Bush wasn't even qualified. He couldn't even walk the walk and do a good talk. They just totally scandaled his way through two elections. completely scandalous in his name, stole the vote right here in Florida, his last election, just to put him in there for another 4 years to keep puppeting him around. But they ain't had nobody else to puppet around. They couldn't puppet McCain around. McCain too fucking old. He's finna die. And they wasn't finna, I don't believe they can puppet Hillary. I don't believe it. I don't believe you won't.
Oh, hell no. Hillary's the last of great pioneers.
So the last person, the fresh peg that you can throw out here, the fresh pawn piece you can throw out here on the chessboard is who? And throw all the blame on who? So, shit, yeah. I'll vote for him again, though. Ain't no sense you putting no fucking Rick Romney or Mitch Romney, all these other stupid motherfuckers in here who all they talking about is steady doing shit the same fucking way. Let's go back. Let's put some more taxes on black people. Let's go fucking shut your Medicaid down, shut your education down. Let's get all the illegal aliens out of here. I ain't on none of that shit. That's taxation by its damn self. That's an illegal tax. By that right now, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's kind of funny, though. Them same people that so-called didn't make his cabinet, right? That was supposed to be appointed to his cabinet, all right? One of them, black dude, Timothy Geithner. And I'm reading this, not verbatim, I'm reading this from Lag Times.
They're all tax invaders like me, man. They got nothing. They're all tax invaders. That's what I got.
I'm a tax evader. I'm not going to even say I'm a tax evader. I'm not a tax evader because I'm not part of this Constitution. My forefathers wasn't written into the Constitution, and therefore I'm technically not even a citizen of your so-called United States. So therefore, why should I be paying taxes on something?
What are you talking about? Your forefathers fought with all the other forefathers.
Whose signatures is on that?
Y'all motherfuckers stole our land. You know what I'm saying? My fathers, the forefathers, were over here hunting buffalo and all this other shit, while the fucking Americans and they all came.
Oh, the Indians.
I'm talking about my forefathers, man. Them goddamn Indians. Indians are fucking are just another version of a Mexican and a white person together.
All right, black people was here too then, goddamn. One of the white people.
Yeah, we were all here. People. We all got screwed. I don't even know why the fuck we still go by that old piece of paper, the Constitution. We should just go all ape shit and start destroying this world the way it should be. You know what
but
I'm saying?
They,
I want to sit
listen,
on the throne
listen.
Like Abraham Lincoln. You know what I mean?
Look what's set. What's set for the next turn, though. You know, because that's what they're trying. That's what they in. Ain't know what they're trying to do. They in preparations of rewriting the Constitution, so-called. Who most people don't even know, you know what I'm saying, anything about it, what it consists of, or anything else. You know what I'm saying? That's why they feel, well, hell, nobody will care about it. You know what I'm saying? Just like reading books. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and get it out here. Close our library down. Put everybody on the little Kindle pass and shit. Bitches that can't afford it, bitches don't read.
Only on the Starship and Enterprise are you going to have the great political debate.
Goddamn right. This is the only place that we don't give a fuck. This is the only place that we don't give a fuck about politics is why we can talk so freely about politics. Everybody knows it's politics. You need to put it out there. You need to talk about this fake shit. This shit fake as fuck, man. This shit fake as fuck. I don't support nobody but bitches that support me.
Why do you support Obama? Why do you go out and vote for Obama?
I'm not supporting him. I'm just putting another black man in there. If a Mexican came along, I would vote for a Mexican.
Yeah, I wouldn't even vote if a Mexican came along. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter
Why?
The goddamn person going to do the job? That's what it matters about. I don't give a fuck. I really don't care if I see a Mexican president. Who gives a shit? I go to Mexico. I see one every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Ask you something there.
But the thing is, will the man do the fucking job? Obama didn't do the job. Bush didn't do the job. The only president recently that's done his work is fucking the guy who's got head in his Oval Office, Bill fucking Clinton. He only did the work. He got America running. And the next president is supposed to jump on that, keep the wheels going. But none of these all they want to do is go to war. We're the United States of America. We're the United States of America. You've been in the Army, Smelly. You know what kind of fucking forces we got. And you're telling me that this dirt fucking sandlot piece of shit country is really defeating us by killing 3,000 soldiers of us? Why can't we just go over there and bomb the shit out of them? I mean, I'm for real. All you have to do is rebuild. All they got is fucking sand huts like fucking Star Wars and shit. You know what
all
I mean?
Right, well, what did the vehicle say? What the weapons say? Made in the motherfucking USA, Toyota, which is actually made in fucking China. But it sold the goddamn to the U.S. The U.S. done resold the bitch back to who? Same motherfucker we fight. What the rockets say? The rockets probably fucking Japanese rockets. Japanese rockets were made in Tokyo, sold to the goddamn United States. They sell it to the goddamn rock slingers.
You know what I'm saying?
To balance something, because that's called a balance of power. See, you can't have an unequal war. You can't have motherfuckers with garbage can lids on one side and bitches throwing boulders on the other side. That's an unequal war. That ain't even a war. That's unfair, which doesn't make any sense. So when people start trying to make sense out of war, it is you gonna start confusing yourself because it doesn't make no sense. It makes no motherfucking sense that every other fucking body of this country and their people is over here in the goddamn United States, but the fucking United States is fighting everybody else in the motherfucking country.
Exactly.
And ain't nobody mad about that. Ain't nobody mad about that? How the fuck Chinese people ain't mad about bitches over there fucking with China? How the fuck these Israelis, all these Palestinians and all these motherfucking people over here ain't mad that people over in Africa fucking up Africa? And why black people ain't mad that these motherfuckers over in Africa tearing up motherfucking Africa?
All I got to say is the United States needs to mind their own fucking business. You know what I'm saying? If those people out there are getting shot up by fucking Yahudis, let them. That's their fucking playground. I'm not never going to go over there. So why are my tax dollars going to a war to pay for this shit?
But
you know what I'm saying?
Our battle against one man or 400 people. Which one's easier to battle against, one man or 400 people? Okay. It's 400 people. It's 200 in Congress, and it's 200 in your Senate. Together, that's a government. That's 400 people. Now, which one you going to go up against? You going to go up against the 400 people, or you going to pick the beef with this one dude standing up? So-called your president. Oh, I think I'm going to go after the one dude. It's too many motherfucking people to try to figure out who was all these other different representatives and what the fuck they... Come on, man. When you start talking about really... Yeah, when you start really getting into it and start talking about a change, I bet you will find out 400 motherfuckers, people. 400 people don't pay no taxes, period. I ain't never probably paid it since they touched down into them seats. And that was the end of them days. They figured out the system. Figured out, hey, we ain't got
all those money. Yeah, they figured out the system. Why? Because they work at the system. They know how the wheels run. You know what I'm saying?
Obama really fucked them up because when Bush had he had a pre-appointed cabinet. All his shit was pre-picked. Obama had to pick all his people, so he didn't even know none of these people. He never worked with them. He ain't even know nothing about it. He know their personal history. So when he started really appointing these people and then that tax shit came up, oh, man, he really put a sour on Washington because that started they said they was going to do a big federal probe into the shit. Man, please, that was a big sweep under the rug. Now we really need to shut the fuck up. Fuck your cabinet. Don't even worry about it. We'll pick that shit for you. Nigga, just get your ass in here and get ready to try to do a job. You ain't never hear no bull about him appointing people and all that for him picking his cabinet.
No.
And all the people started
popping
up as tax evaders.
No, you know who person he appointed was that fucking that Puerto Rican the fucking state supreme judge. Forgot her fucking name. The only person he appointed that didn't get fucking revoked.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is it? What was his last one? Now this is a killer though. Tom Daxow, who the Dash, what's his name? Dashley Doxel.
I forgot.
He was in the news. And this is, I'm reading back to the little shit. He was deemed essential the effort to completely reform the nation's healthcare system.
he owed $140,000 with interest and penalties because he got a free car and a driver and some other stuff from a rich guy who paid him $1 million a year for advice, which was, you know, not tax advice. And Doc Sal forgot to mention it for a few years. Now, the former Democratic Senate Majority Leader could tell that those pesky outnumbered Republicans would try to make an issue or worse, a distraction. So now this motherfucker ain't—he didn't pay $140,000 in taxes, but he's the Democratic Senate Majority Leader talking about y'all shouldn't be worrying about the motherfucking numbers or who paying taxes, who ain't. That's because you part of the problem. The same people the same guys that are sitting up here running for governor, for president and all this shit from all these governors in different states. When you start sitting up here and looking at them, especially doing the last little straw polls, which don't ask me why the fuck I've been inadvertently be getting turned on to this shit and running into it. It's something that just pops up. So, okay, let's check it out. A lot of it does have to do with John Stewart. He's very funny on the political end of it, and I get a more better understanding. I get more interested in, like, hearing the shit, you know what I'm saying, through him than watching directly through Fox and all these weak-ass motherfucking wannabe political networks, you know. And it's a big comedy show. And people ain't look at it that way. Government is a big joke. Filled with a bunch of fucking comedians, and none of them ain't funny. That's why we ain't fucking participating, because ain't none of them funny. But with this tax shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just, they make it an issue because it's a pick and choose. They pick and choose who they want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? The lowest man on the totem pole send you up the road for goddamn 5 years because you owe $2 worth of taxes that you paid $6,000 back to the ass, but you forgot $2. Now they want to send you up the road for 5 years. Let alone that these motherfuckers, though, ain't paid in 10, 15, 20 years, no taxes. They got $140,000 and shit and still receiving free gifts on the side that they're still not claiming and everything else. Because they're talking about their gifts, their donations. Man, come on. Come on, people. All I say is, if you're a supporter of taxes, pay your taxes. If you're not, goddamn it, get it how you live. You know, and that's how I do. I'm going to get it how I live personally. I pay taxes because I go into the store and I buy every merchandise that I fucking resell. So that means you're double taxing me if I go back and resell that item and pay the tax on it again. You just double tax me. If you go in and you buy your CDs, you just pay the taxes on those CDs. For you to go back out and resell those CDs and then you have to pay a tax on each individual CD, that's bullshit. It's my label. It's up to me to make the motherfucking money to get the money back off of the taxes that I just paid for this fucking product, if I choose to do so.
Yeah, but you gotta register yourself. You know. You gotta register yourself to whatever county you're in. Selling whatever you're selling. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a little card. You have to do all this shit.
Yeah, they want to keep a track of you. They want to, you know,
they want
to
keep track of you.
Your revenue, what you, hang with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I get your licenses. I get your permits. You know what I'm saying? And that's as far as I'm going to take it. And that's my whole support game right there. That's what you do on the local level. I ain't worried about nothing else because I ain't trying to get on that big level. I'm not trying to open up no corporations, none of that big stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to even compete with y'all on that level because I'm not there. I'm not on that, you know. I'm not even on that, not me personally. I ain't never sought to try to be, you know what I'm saying, a law-abiding citizen. Shit. I'm just me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a goddamn rogue person that live on the outside of the box. You know what I'm saying? And fuck it. Get how I live, man. But anyways, enough of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank everybody. Goofy Bone, Mr. Straight Low Records on. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all look out for the the illegal Blaxican coming out. Oh, the alien. One and two. Yeah, one or two. Alien. Y'all take your pick, goddammit. And, yeah, it's coming out the 10th. Four more days, right? No, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
No, four more days. Yeah, four more days. Yeah, four days,
days.
And shout out to my artist, Miss Janu. We got a movie premiere. I know if y'all ain't seen it on Facebook, it's she's starring in the movie Sunshine. It's an independent film. We're going to be premiering it September 11th at the Movie Co. right
you
there.
You got a link to go in the chat room?
Yeah, well, it's actually on the Facebook, so I'll send you. I'll probably do an event for it. I just post it as an event. You can see the flyer and stuff for it, or the poster.
So there's no video?
Well, I guess I have to make one then. What you mean, like a trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't. I got to call her, because I ain't even thinking about that. I ain't see the trailer or nothing.
How the hell are you going to know what the hell's it about?
You know. I can do, I guess, something now. I don't know. I don't even know. I was supposed to be part of the motherfucking movie. The goddamn the other director who she had working on the movie, they had a fallout. This son of a bitch take half of the goddamn whole first part of the movie.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, all my part, me and my homies, oh, man, all our shit just out of there. Me, Ashwood, and that bitch, he gone. Shout out to my dad, Warren, gone. This son of a bitch took all the footage.
So you don't have none of that footage?
No. She had to reshoot the whole fucking first half of the movie. Well, at least those key parts. So when she went to reshoot them, you know what I'm saying? Man, time is money. I was making time for that shit as it was, and I had, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, fuck it. But I'm going to still be on the red carpet, you know what I'm saying, doing interviews, interviewing people and everything, you know, clowning and shit, making a good day out of it. And then we're going to go check the movie out and, you know, do a real big. Shouts out my homeboy, DJ Grand Eva. It's his birthday that night. We'll be at the Club Nouveau. Y'all happen to be in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, come by Club Nouveau. We'll be hanging out there for a little while, smoking and toking, joking. And, yeah, be doing that. And thank you, Mr. Pugh Lady, for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Hey, you a business lady. I know you all caught up with your taxes and all that good stuff. Yeah, no. But do you do your own taxes?
Yeah, right.
You do your own taxes? You TurboTax or something?
A couple of years I have lately through CPA my sister found, she's been doing our taxes. But I'm battling with the city because according to them, I didn't pay him. And I'm like, I didn't pay you. I'm like,
wait
a minute.
There you go.
No, I'm like, hold it.
There you go.
I'm like,
what'd they tell you, Miss Computer Lady?
What's that?
What'd they tell you?
At the time that I supposedly owed, I said, okay, if I supposedly owed, I would have taken care of this a while back. Why you bring up a past situation? Well, we didn't have enough staff at the time, so now that we do, we have to go back and backtrack everything. I said, you could have left that past back in the vault, where it belongs or wherever. Shoot. So I'm dealing with that.
They have enough evidence.
No, they didn't have enough staff.
What?
At the CTEX office, they're backtracking to whoever owed taxes to the city as from what I've been told, even back like 5-10 years ago. I'm like, what? I said, you could have left that back in the past. I said, you should have brought, if it was supposedly a problem, you should have brought up. I got the tax records, I had to pull the tax records and everything. It's still a battle, so.
Are you serious?
It's all good.
I think they're trying to bamboozle you.
Yeah,
I'm wondering that myself, so.
Now, you know, I just received in the mail now, since everybody been, since I got a fucking speeding ticket, I got to pay it. Now I got these goddamn law officers sending me a paper talking about some old $385 on a past goddamn old court fine or some bullshit. I said, now how the fuck, especially here in Tampa, Florida, mm-hmm. they don't play that shit. You don't pay your fucking fines, they're going to suspend your license off top. They're taking your license. You don't pay no court fines, you miss the court fines, they're going to suspend your license. You feel me? So I nailed a $385 fine, and my goddamn license been good since. And I ain't, you know what I'm saying, because I done paid all my tickets and everything else. So
see,
I said before,
the one thing about taxes, and that's one thing my cousin mentioned something, yeah, unfortunately that's one of the, you know, not the pleasant side, but if there are some taxes that haven't been paid, according to, well, Google.
Is it possible to talk to
her?
Yeah, can you set that up? Can you set up an interview with
her? Yeah, I saw her yesterday. I can call her up.
I want to talk to her about some tax questions. Do a little tax seminar or something like that. We get it in.
Oh, okay.
You got the warning before she come on the show. Hey, listen, I'm talking to you straight up about some real taxes. I don't want no sugar coated bum gumdrop bullshit. Goddamn it, we got. I don't want to hear it straight up.
No.
I know she got some tricks and tips. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bring all that to the table. Bring all that to the table.
Yeah, no, she comes with the real, no problem. And actually, if you check the archive, I have to email you the archive of that interview. You know, there's some information right there. But yeah, she's due to return. I got her and get with her because it's what they call extension season, and whoever her customers are, she got to help with extensions. I got her and get to her. So she's going to be busy starting probably next week or the week after.
Hmm. Hey, I guess it's a two-part question for both of y'all. Did the feds hit y'all area with all this drop check shit been going on with the tax fraud shit? Or is that even an issue in y'all area?
Nothing as of yet. I mean,
I just got the IRS back in 2010. That was it.
You ain't hear about the news. Like, down here, these motherfuckers be getting what they call drop checks. Drop checks are technically a government incentive for school teachers, like a little bonus for them every year. Like, they get a bonus. They got to file for it and get, like, a little bonus. These motherfuckers done, somebody, and they've been doing it now. It ain't start here. It's just niggas here just took this shit to a fucking super ignorant level. To the point where, I mean, motherfuckers in the projects got this shit, and this is how I knew it was planned, because only people in the projects got access to this shit. These people was getting sent to their houses, then once they figured out they couldn't get them sent to their house, they started getting fake people's names and shit. These people was getting $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 checks, cards, because you know they don't send you out the checks no more. So they sending out cards. No bullshit, Goofy, no bullshit, Miss Computer Lady. These stupid motherfuckers, because the feds just came through sweeping projects, arrested 49 people. Bitches in the goddamn projects parked in front of a $22 a month government housing with a fucking $50,000 Bentley. Full rims, fully loaded, with a fucking fully goddamn $8,000 paint job on. They in the projects.
I was going to say, that's quite dangerous, and they haven't been taking it.
They in the projects, and it ain't one. You talking about 4, 5, 6, 20 motherfuckers in the projects outrageously looking like this and riding around town like this. The head dude they busted this man. This motherfucker was a millionaire already. Every person that they caught, he had done talked 500 more motherfucking people. So you can think he's been training people all over the time. He's been training people, and they finally found this dude. Everybody else that they caught, they caught 22 actual cards on them. You come to our neighborhood, you won't see shit. It look like a fucking desert. It don't look like no goddamn economic growth has came through this bitch. And the police mad because since the drop shit, all the dope boys are off of the street because all the ladies been taken care of with all the money. So now the crime rate down, so now the police pissed off because there ain't nothing going on in the street. Whole town look like a desert. Yeah. Look it up, though. It's the tax fraud. It's supposed to be a national problem, so they say. It's just that we done embarrassed their ass, took this shit to an embarrassing point, and now they exposed their ass. Now they mad. Goddamn niggas. I got to take some pictures, but it's too late now because they all came through and swept the goddamn streets up. All them big